I'm Bob Grove, and I'm a mental health professional. I visited a Greek psychiatric colony on the island of Leros, and for the last 10 years I've been involved in the European Union programme to transform that institution into something more humane. I first visited in 1987. I was invited to a conference as a mental health expert. What we weren't aware of at the time was that the institution on Leros itself was one of the worst examples of an asylum in Europe that resembled the way we used to treat mentally ill people from the 18th century down into the early years of this century. At the end of the conference, we were invited to do a tour of the island and to see the hospital, and already there had been some rumours that the hospital was appalling. But what was immediately striking was that this was not a hospital in any of the senses that we had expected. Because the first thing that we saw around the corner out of the sight of the road was a large wired compound with about 200 men all in kind of grey flannel blankets just wandering around aimlessly, some of them completely unclothed, looking really as if they were caged animals. And behind this there were these huge, very shabby blocks that looked, well, like what they were, which were the remains of an Italian army camp. We then started to investigate a bit further, and we'd heard that there was this place called St. George's. And so we drove further round the coast and came across two other blocks, a bit smaller than the first ones. No one in sight at all. We went round the back of one of these blocks, and we came upon a courtyard, and in the middle of this courtyard was, I suppose, 40 or 50 people, many of them completely unclothed, surrounded by other people in white coats and gumboots, who were the staff. We later learned they called themselves guards of madmen, who were feeding these unclothed people. And they were feeding them with long spoons from some basins full of indescribable slop. And were being followed by people who were clearly washing both the human beings, the inmates, down with buckets of cold water, and at the same time washing the floor. I mean, it was like a vision from a Bosch painting of hell. People being just robbed entirely of any kind of humanity or human contact or dignity. And I suppose that was the image that stayed with me immediately, because it made me feel completely sick. I wasn't really able to eat for about a day after this. Over the past 10 years, Leros has been transformed from a vision of hell to something that approaches a humane environment for the long-term care of disabled people. Many of the people who were in that appalling courtyard have died. Others, and one or two I actually know now quite well, are actually living as citizens of Leros in flats, drinking their coffee in the taverna, behaving as other citizens of Leros do. It's quite miraculous, actually. This isn't happening for everybody. This is not a kind of miracle story. But I think there is an assumption around that some people who have been what we call institutionalized are somehow unable to recover from that really they are lost souls. I think what Leros shows is that really people are not lost souls, that they have a soul, they have a spirit, and it's just a question of finding it.